From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Britain's decision to leave the EU sends world stock prices plummeting. By more than a million votes, Britain's voted to leave the European Union, and Prime Minister David Cameron, the leader of the fight to remain in the EU, has announced he will step down. As VOA's Luis Ramirez reports, the uncertainty about the future of the EU's second-largest economy sent markets and Britain's currency in a nosedive.
With his mandate evaporating, revelers called on Cameron to resign. Moments later, an announcement.
The British people have made a very clear decision to take a different path. And as such, I think the country requires fresh leadership to take it in this direction.
The stunning decision to quit Europe opens a new chapter of uncertainty for Britain, but also one of opportunity. Britain must now work to forge new trade relationships with continental Europe and begin the process of disentangling from the EU, a process that began more than 40 years ago with what was then the European Economic Community.
VOA's Luis Ramirez. Meanwhile, President Barack Obama says he has spoken to British Prime Minister David Cameron and is confident the UK is committed to an orderly transition out of the European Union. Speaking at Stanford University Friday, Mr. Obama said that he talked to the Prime Minister and reassured him that the relationship with Britain would not change.
Our NATO alliance will remain a cornerstone of global security, and in a few weeks we'll be meeting in Warsaw for the NATO summit. And our shared values, including our commitment to democracy and pluralism and opportunity for all people in a globalized world, that will continue to unite all of us.
Mr. Obama then said he had called German Chancellor Angela Merkel and agreed that the United States and our European allies will work closely.